Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Today on The Grave Talks, the restless spirits of St. Ignatius Hospital, a conversation with Val Gregory. In the heart of Colfax, Washington, a towering relic of the past looms over the city, St. Ignatius Hospital. Built in 1893 as the first hospital in Whitman County, its halls once echoed with the bustle of patients seeking care. Over time, it transformed from a place of healing to a hotbed of paranormal activity. There is no shortage of eerie encounters and unexplained phenomena behind its crumbling brick facade. Doors slam shut on their own, footsteps charge down vacant corridors, and visitors have reported the unsettling sensation of brushing past invisible figures in the half-lit hallways. Today on The Grave Talks, we explore the tumultuous history and chilling hauntings of St. Ignatius Hospital with ghost tour director Val Gregory. So Val Gregory, thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to talk about, it's really got two names, the St. Ignatius Hospital or the Colfax Hospital, kind of depending on its time in history.
Yeah. So it was built in 1893 by the Sisters of Providence, and it was called St. Ignatius Hospital, and stayed a hospital until about, I would say, 1969. So like I was born there. anybody from Whitman County would have been born in this hospital, because our closest hospital would have been about an hour and a half away from us in Spokane, Washington, which was a long ways back then because they didn't have cars and it was like not good roads. So stayed a hospital till then it was sold and it became called St. Ignatius Manor. And a lot of people at that time called it either Colfax Hospital or just the Manor. So it's had some different names along the way, but we usually call it St. Ignatius when we do all of our interviews and everything.
When I was getting ready to talk to you, I Googled Colfax, Washington. And this has nothing to do with the hospital. I just thought it was an interesting side note, and I wonder if it's actually true. But they said the city was initially, the founder named it after his, I don't know if it was his girlfriend or his wife.
His girlfriend.
And
his
named
girlfriend.
It Belle.
Her name was Belle. Yeah, it was named Belleville.
Yes.
And then when he broke up with her, he found his new wife. And then they changed it real quick. And they named it after Schuyler Colfax, who was the vice president. And he must have been really good because he has quite a few towns named after him. There's like a Colfax, Iowa. There's a Colfax, California, Colfax, Washington. I mean, so he must have been a great vice president. Or maybe he just didn't do anything wrong. I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But I just love that he named the town and then he's with a new woman. He's like, I got to change the name of my town.
Changed our town. Yeah.
And then he learned his lesson about naming it after a woman because
exactly.
You don't know. They might break up.
His wife's name was Jenny. So I'm glad we were Jenny.
Jennyville. That's not quite right. So now the hospital, so it was built in 1893 and it was in operation as a hospital until 1964.
69.
So, okay.
Yeah, 69. Because like I was born there in 1966, and so were my friends. Some of my friends, I think one of my friends was the last one born, and he was in 1969. And so they kept it open, kind of running just like limited services until the city built their own hospital and got it up and running. And then the nuns moved their patients to that hospital. Colfax didn't want to be without a hospital because they were the only medical care in the area. And so the nuns really worked with them. And that's why it stayed open until 1969, because they opened at the very end of 1969, the new hospital.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
And it's kind of struggled ever since then, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I should add in, you know, there's a lot of buildings you could convert to other things, of course, but this is a really large building. It's 5 stories, so it's going to be limited in what you can repurpose that building to be.
Yeah, especially with how old it was, because it was built in the 1800s. A man named Roy McDonald bought it in 1969, and he turned it into a home for developmentally disabled and the mentally insane. So it stayed in a sane asylum until 2003.
Really?
And when people come in on my tours, they are shocked because it's rough. I mean, the roof went bad, pipes burst, kids broke in and, you know, did what they do, what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it was abandoned. In 2003, it was abandoned until I showed up in 2015 and talked the city and the Chamber of Commerce into letting me open it up as a tourist attraction, which meant ghost tours, which meant paranormal investigations.
How the heck did you come up with that idea? I'm going to guess you've driven by that building your entire life. Obviously, you were born there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was born there. I don't live in Colfax. I live in a smaller town. Colfax is only like 2,700 people. My town only has 80 people.
Oh, so a little bitty.
So, but I worked at Washington State University before that. So I did. I drove by the hospital every day to get to my job at Washington State University for 16 years. And I always remember looking at it, and I love history. Like, I've always been a huge history fan and saving things.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept driving by and I just thought, somebody needs to do something with this building. It is beautiful. It needs to be saved. And it has so much history because it was the only place that had medical care in our county, which is really small. Our county's itty bitty because we have lots of farmland because we're wheat farmers, but we don't have a lot of people. So I was like, we just have to do something. And that's the first thing I thought of. I had kind of started watching these ghost shows and gone on a couple paranormal investigations in different locations when I was traveling. And I thought, this is fun. This is something that a lot of people don't get a chance to do. And then you also get to hear about the history of these buildings that you're going in. And most of the locations that I went to, the reason they did these paranormal investigations and these historic tours was to save their building. And I was like, this is a way we can save this building. And I was retired. And so I was like, well, I better do something to help my little town of Colfax, because that's where I went to high school. So that's kind of how I came up with the idea.
And when you went to the Chamber of Commerce, did you get that look from anybody that was like, Val has lost her mind?
Yeah. The mayor definitely thought I lost my mind. He was like, there's no way people are going to come from all over the United States to come to Colfax, Washington to look at this building. And I was like, I think they will. I said, I think there's enough traction out there with other locations that have done this and have saved their buildings that I think they will. And I think the other day we counted up and we've had like almost 20,000 people come on our tours in the last 10 years. And most of them are not from our location. They're from all over the United States. The other night I had somebody from Nova Scotia and Finland. So Actually all over the world now, people come from all over the world just to see this building and investigate. Yeah.
And how hard was it for you to get it on the map? Because like you had ghost adventures come out there. Yeah. Did you have paranormal lockdown too?
Yeah, they were my first. In fact, I just did a investigation with Nick Groff this last weekend in Tombstone, Arizona, which was so fun. Because I haven't seen him in 10 years. He was my very first TV show. And it was great. As soon as he came and he aired his show, then other people started calling. Now, a lot changed over the years, over the 10 years. Now, we're all about the YouTubers. So the YouTubers
come. There's a lot of that, yes.
Yeah. And that's what really helps us sell our tickets is YouTubers come and they spend anywhere from 8 to 12 hours in your building. And within a week, they have their show produced and on YouTube. TV shows, they spend about 8 to 10 days in your building and it takes them about 6 months to produce a show. So our YouTubers, especially our bigger ones, we've had like Ryan and Shane and Garrett Watts and that have millions of followers. That's where it's really going now is more of the YouTubers.
Now, I'm going to guess it wasn't hard for you to get like paranormal lockdown there or ghost adventures, because you just look at the building and just through pictures alone, you're like, I want to get in there and see if there's anything going on.
Yeah. And now, you know, lots of people have been in there and you can find stuff online about things that they've found or heard or seen. And so now lots of different people want to come. So, yeah, it's really I'd say paranormal lockdown was the one that put us on the map, though, that I said, you're the first ones in. I go, we've investigated, but you know, we don't know what we're doing. We're kind of just tour guides. So Nick and Katrina were my first ones to go in and find like what was going on in there. And it was great. So, and it's changed over the years. I would say the level of, you know, the spirits coming out, the level of
activity
of our paranormal has spiked. And I think just because we have started doing a lot of construction. So we're putting on a new roof. We're putting in windows. We've jacked up the floors so that all the floors are safe now. Before, it was kind of touch and go every once in a while when I went in. And when we started all that, we started hearing more voices just with us standing there. We started seeing more things. So over the years, I think it's kind of spiked, like the paranormal, you know, things that you have go on in there have definitely increased over the years.
I think it had to have been a really great feeling when there was interest in people coming into your small community to investigate this location. And you're like, hey, mayor.
Exactly.
Look at me. I'm mayor, not the crazy one.
The city council, I remember they said, what kind of people are you bringing to our town? And I looked at him and I said, people like me. I go, because
yeah, true.
Like the tickets are kind of expensive. And it's people like me who love going to these different historic buildings and love doing paranormal stuff. And I said, it's people like me. You know, I was a professional at Washington State University for 16 years. And I was like, so that's who does it. And one year we had 8 doctors from Fairbanks, Alaska fly in and they spent the night in there and did like their own investigation. And I said, so that's who I'm bringing to your town. And once they saw like how many people were interested in the paranormal, then they were just like, this is the best thing ever.
Well, they have to eat someplace. They have to sleep someplace and get
and
gas.
They shop at our stores. They stay at our hotels. They eat. Yeah. And so it really has affected the whole town in a positive way. I remember the first year we started it, we made these little decals for all of the businesses downtown and they put them on their doors. And some of them still have them. I noticed one the other day when I went into the grocery store and it said, it has a picture of St. Ignatius on it. And it says, ghost towns happen when you don't shop local.
I love
and
that.
We really played off of the whole St. Ignatius thing. And it really is true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so, and now we're bringing all these new people to our town. In 1 year, we opened 17 new businesses in Colfax, Washington because of St. Ignatius.
Oh.
In the beginning, we used some of the money that we made because the Chamber of Commerce was making the money. We used some of that money, storefront grants and grants to redo some of the insides of our buildings because all of our buildings downtown were also built in the 1800s. So Colfax has a very historic downtown and we used that money to do grants to get people to start new businesses. So we started like incubators and we gave them like discount rent and to get them started. And I think right now, the other day I counted, there are still 13 of those businesses that are still open.
That's incredible.
So we really revitalized downtown Colfax with just opening St. Ignatius.
Now, when I was digging into St. Ignatius, I came across an article that you were actually interviewed in. And this was several years ago, and it was getting ready to close down for paranormal activities.
Yeah, we were between owners.
Okay.
I went a short time between owners. And so my owner before decided that he was going to try to sell it. So he sold it. And the guy was a little bit shady. In fact, he's in prison right now. So that's how shady he was. I think I was only shut down for like 4 months at the most, because then I found the new owner, who is my current owner now. And he's a local guy. And I talked him into buying it. And I said, I will make you enough money that you can renovate this building to the point that we can at least keep doing the tours. And he was like, okay, that sounds good. And it's been great. He's been with me for 4 years now. And him and his wife are super young and they're real innovative and I love working with them. So that's kind of what happened is I was between owners for a little bit.
Because in the article, you were like, I hope it's not down for very long. And so I'm like, obviously it wasn't because they're back up and running.
Yep, we're back up and running. We're stronger than ever now. So when the new owner took over, his name is Austin Storm. He asked me if I would do it like year round. And so for the past 4 years, we now are open year round, which has been great. Even in December, I sold out every tour, which is crazy because it's freezing in Colfax, Washington in December. But people were troopers. They still come.
Now, when he bought the building, I'm going to guess it was probably in some disrepair. Did he have to fix it up much to continue the investigations, or was it in pretty decent shape from the previous owner?
It was in okay shape. I would say it was safe enough for us to go in. But I did talk to him before he bought the building. I said, first thing we have to do is get a roof on it, or at least patch the roof, because it wasn't going to take very long for things to go really bad if the roof wasn't patched. So he definitely, that was the first thing on his list he did. He patched the roof and he jacked up every single floor, because there were some that had kind of sank a little bit.
Oh, I bet.
They were still structurally sound, but you could definitely tell that it was going to not be safe in a couple years. So he did a lot more than I had expected him to. So far, all the money he makes, he puts back into the building. Like every single dime, and probably more, because the other day I went there and he had put a brand new roof on the kitchen already and put in new windows. So he's definitely in it for the long haul, which I love, because I'll stay with him as long as he owns the building.
Does he have any other intentions with it, or does he want to just keep it open for paranormal investigations and doing what you've been doing?
I think he's got like a long-term goal. I think he's talked about like maybe Airbnb on one floor, but definitely keep the aesthetics of the inside, the creepy, and the history of it, you know. And he when he's redoing the windows, he saves the windows that are there. So his little contractor, he has a full-time contractor now that works in there, and he has been saving the window panes, and they just put in new glass. So he really is all about the history of the building, which I love, because that's one reason why I kind of got on board 10 years ago, was I love the history too. And mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of stay the same. But he has talked about maybe a little cafe in the kitchen area, a few things, but he knows that the tours not only help him, but they also help the town.
Right.
I mean, you're really, and he also owns a business in downtown Colfax. So he sees how many people come to his store because of our tours.
Now, when you, like years ago with you, you know, I get you're driving. I'm like you, I love history, and I would drive by places, you know, I still do, and I'm fascinated. I've got a favorite house in my town that they've been renovating, and I keep thinking they're going to do an open house, and I keep driving by. But for me, I also grew up in a haunted house when I was a kid, so I'm attracted to the paranormal. Were you kind of attracted to the paranormal as well, or was it more of a history thing?
I would say in the beginning, it was really history. The building was just so interesting to me that I was like, oh, we got to do something. But then I really got into the paranormal. My son and I just took a trip, and he was like, did you ever think you would be known as the ghost lady of Colfax? I said, no, I never thought that's what I would be known as. But then it just kind of came together. But definitely I was more interested in the history part. And I still do the historic day tours just because
I love that so much.
Yeah, I love that. But I always do history on my paranormal tours too, before they head out to explore and do their investigations in the building. I have put up posters everywhere that tell the history and the doctors that were there and the nurses that were there, and like, where's the delivery room? Where's the operating room? And I always tell them kind of a brief overview of how important this building was to Colfax and how important it still is to Colfax now.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of how I started.
Because I always think the history and the hauntings go hand in hand. I think it helps to understand what you're experiencing in there if you know more about the history. Of course, it's not going to explain everything. You know, it's not like a, hey, I'm George, I was a doctor, now I'm a spirit. It's not quite that simple.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I do think it helps to explain some things.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it helps us when we tell the stories, and on posters, we have names of some people who passed away there, like tragically. We have, we found all the newspaper articles from our little local newspaper that told different things, like, you know, a doctor killed a gal on purpose. He gave her an illegal abortion and he killed her while she was on the table because she got pregnant by one of his friends.
Oh, so yeah, and he went to jail.
Like, he was arrested and went to jail. So there were things like that that went on. One guy came in the hospital and started stabbing the nurses, and the nuns had to save the day and tackle him. So we have like, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on in this little town? So we have found all the newspaper articles and we put that up because I think that helps people with their investigations. They can ask like, hey, is this Terrence, or hey, is this Rose or Agnes? And so then they can kind of use those as triggers, some of those names, to see if those people actually are there.
So going back to when you first went to the hospital, say the first time, you didn't have a ton of experience doing paranormal investigations, I'm guessing.
No.
Or maybe you'd never done much.
And I just kind of went on a couple ghost tours. I didn't have
equipment. Which are different than, yeah.
Yeah, and I just kind of followed somewhere else. Like, I think I went to San Diego and Alcatraz. I did like a night thing at Alcatraz.
Which would be so cool to do that.
They were so fun. I was traveling for WSU and I was off work. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to go do this. And then I was like, oh my God, this is so interesting. Like, things are actually happening and we're just standing here. So those two tours in San Diego and Alcatraz, I think kind of sparked my interest in, is this real? Like I'm hearing things and I can't understand what I'm hearing. And so then I kind of just took off. Then I started watching a bunch of shows like Ghost Adventures and Paranormal Lockdown and Ghost Hunters. Ghost Hunters was probably my favorite show to watch. And I just kind of started watching to see how they did things. And I was like, okay, I think we can do this.
So when you went in there the first time, you know, the building's not in good shape. It's not like, I've seen some photos of it. It would have made me really nervous to walk in there for the first time. Did you have a group of people with you?
Yeah, there were four of us, and it was terrifying. And we made the chief of police come with us.
Good idea. Good idea.
We are not going to this building by ourselves. And when we first went in, I'll never forget the first day I walked in. I was at that point thinking, oh my God, what have I done? Because it was full of just stuff left from the last owner who had it when it was an insane asylum. It was their clothes and suitcases and dishes and wheelchairs. But they were all in the hallway. And I was like, oh my gosh, we have to clean this place out, board stuff up that's not good, that we can't have people going into before we even start these tours. And we had less than a month to get all of that going before October hit. So I got 30 of the best volunteers I've ever met in my entire life. And we had, because we are in a agriculture area, we had 17 semi-trucks that were donated, came, and we threw stuff in the back and they took stuff to the dump for us.
Wow.
Without those volunteers, we would never be where we are today. And we cleaned it up, got everything safe, boarded up areas that the floors didn't look real good in. We even had a volunteer structural engineer that came in and he helped us block areas off that he didn't think we should go. So it wasn't just me. I always say I might have been the crazy person with the idea, but without these people in this community of Colfax, it could have never happened.
Did you keep some of those items around, though? Because there's nothing creepier than turning a corner and seeing an old wheelchair there.
Yeah.
We kept
all the wheelchairs. We kept all the beds. So a lot of the rooms are set up like hospital rooms. They have the old IV stands and the blood pressure cuffs. And yeah, we kept the old TVs. We have some of the old tube TVs still in there. We kept as much of the really historic stuff that we could. We even found some people, they knew what we were doing. So they came forward. And of course, Colfax is a small town. And so a lot of their family members were doctors and nurses there. So they donated their family members' doctor's bags and nurses' uniforms. And so we have a lot of historic stuff that is still in the building that people can look at.
I'm going to guess. Now, how long has it been that you've been doing the investigations there?
10
how many years.
Years?
10 years. Congratulations.
Yeah. I know. I'm so excited.
And you are in there, I'm going to guess, several times a week.
Yes.
In
October, every single day.
Oh, I bet.
And this year in September, I sold out every single day. So 30 straight days there. Yeah, it's a lot. But most of the time, I'm just there like Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
You know, I know that you give the tours, and I'm going to guess that you are still part of the paranormal tours to an extent, depending on, what they need.
Yeah.
Have you seen some consistencies or changes in the paranormal activity over the years?
Yeah, I have seen changes over the years. And it could just be because there's new equipment that is easier to see and hear spirits compared to when 10 years ago when we started, it was really kind of minimal stuff that you had. Yeah, I think paranormal has increased in our building. And I think because we're in there, and I think a lot of times spirits feed off of us and our equipment that we have in there. But we lately, I would say the last 3 to 4 years, we have seen way more shadow figures, like caught things on camera or pictures of things, compared to in the beginning. We would hear things every once in a while. I just think it's increased. The other night I was in there by myself and I heard a little girl and she goes, "Hi."
Oh.
And I was like, I go, "Hey." And I was just like, oh, I just talked to a spirit. I mean, and it was clearly a little girl and she was in the kitchen. And I was like, oh, okay. She's just in there with me. And I didn't used to hear stuff like that. I did when we did EVPs on a recorder, but I never heard it with my own ears. And now we can actually hear the voices just by sitting in the hallway.
So isn't that something?
Increased. Yeah.
What do you do in there when you're all by yourself? Because that kind of creeps me out a little bit. I don't know that I could do all by myself in there. I've seen the pictures, Val.
In the beginning, it is a big building, so it's like 50,000 square feet. And if you count the morgue, it's 6 floors. And we don't take everybody into the morgue. Like our 6-hour tours get to go to the morgue, but everybody else just gets to go to the 5 floors. But it is, I think I have just gotten so comfortable with it that it doesn't really bother me as much. I have had a couple of nights where I've had private tours in there where there's like 4 or 5 people and they rent out the whole building. And I just sit in the warm room and I have a big screen TV with all the cameras throughout the building. So I can, if I see something go on, I'll run up and say, "Hey, go to the 3rd floor. Like something just walked through the camera." So I'll kind of help them that way. One night I was in there and we could hear people running and we were all standing together and we knew nobody else was in the building. We could hear a man coughing. And every time we went to a floor, he would go down to the other floor. So he was like staying away from us. That night, I made the people that were on the tour stay with me until I shut down the building. I said, "I am not staying in here by myself," because it was really creepy. And it was something that I had never heard before. And it seemed kind of evil, more evil than like, you know, everybody else I think is pretty nice. All the spirits in there, I think, are just trying to get my attention. But this just seemed kind of off and I just didn't feel right. So I made that group stay with me and they helped me like lock all my doors and shut my gift shop up. And then we all walked out together. But most of the time I'm just in there for probably 45 minutes by myself after people leave. And I feel okay. But I've just gotten used to it.
But see, I believe in listening to that inner voice, you weren't comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important that you pay attention to that. And you're like, "Hey, do not leave me here by myself, please." And as paranormal investigators, I'm sure they loved sticking around.
They were like, we will help you with whatever. And I said, I'm usually not scared, but yeah, you like, if I, whenever I meet a paranormal investigator who says, oh, I'm not scared, I'm like, okay, well, you're not a real paranormal investigator, because these buildings are terrifying. Like, I went to Trans-Allegheny last year, me and my son and two other ladies rented out the whole place. It was terrifying. We stayed together and we did a great investigation, but it is, they are the scariest buildings ever. And so, like, no, it's scary. That's why you go there. Like, that's why I investigate. I love getting scared. So,
and there's also that you don't, that feeling of not knowing what's going to happen.
Yes,
like anything could happen at any minute.
Yeah. I hear something run at me. I'm like, okay, this is scary. Like, I can't see what it is. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the thrill of that, but it's also scary.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Val Gregory about St. Ignatius Hospital. For more information, visit their website at ColfaxHauntedHospital.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.